So if one horse walks ahead of the other, see?
I see.
Now, here you have the single tree. That fastens on there with a ring so that that tree can go this way, and this way. And then your tugs or your horse goes on to this single tree, see?
I see. Would this, there be another single tree over
That's
here?
That's right,
then?
For this horse.
I
now,
see.
Every time that horse walks with this collar here, that single tree's got to work.
I see.
If it didn't, it'd make these shoulders sore on your horse. And you wouldn't work him a half a day if you'd have his shoulders all so sore that it couldn't be worked.
Yeah, it's got to go with the horse.
It's got to go with the horse. Now, that's a two-horse hitch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we go out here on a plow, say one plow, 14-inch plow, maybe you want to put three horses on it. So, here's one horse, here's your second horse, and here's your third horse, and here's your plow back here that's turning over this one furry. See, this horse is in the furry.
Yeah.
All right, here's your plow back here in the furry. Well, what you going to do about that? Here's a horse over here, and here's one here, and here's one here. So, here's what you do. You take a big double tree, and you run it across here. Then you put one on top of that and put this in out here, this double tree gets this horse and this horse and this long double tree gets this one out here. So you got a third to this horse and a third to this horse and two thirds to this horse. So that makes them all a third, see? Of course, now if you're going to put four horses out there, then you can divide them equal. But on three horses, you got to divide them double trees up in thirds. In other words, this tree here is going to be two thirds longer here than it is over here where this double one comes on. See?
I've never heard about this three horse setup before.
Three horse hitch, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you just had one horse. In total?
One horse, you just take a single tree and put on it. See, with so it can work, huh?
A shaft.
Yeah, well, that's with a buggy, of course, you got a shaft and a buggy, but you wouldn't want a farm implements, you just have your single tree here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can hitch a six horse hitch out here if you want to, just right ahead of one another. Either with, if you're going to do straight pulling, you can do it with a chain and put your double trees on the chain, see?
Mm-hmm.
Just like there's your double tree here and here's your single tree, see? Hook your double tree on your chain and your single tree on your chain.
Mm-hmm.
I might, go get my picture, Dr. Waterman. I might tell you something interesting.
Well, right here, I think there have been an awful lot of strain.
On the chain?
Yeah, well, where the T crosses.
No, wouldn't it be any more than here, because here's your chain coming along here, see? All right, you fasten this double tree on the chain with a clevis. There's got to be a ring here in the chain, see?
Uh-huh.
And you put a clevis on here so that can work this way, see?
Just what is a clevis?
Well, a clevis is a thing like this, round usually, and it's heavy, and then here they have a little ring.
I see.
And then there's a pin goes down through here, see?